Welcome back to Carson Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket. Stoney and Gator with you, taking your calls and texts at 248-539-9797. Let's get back to the phones. And D is in Detroit. D, welcome to 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, D. D.
Hello. Can you hear me, bro?
Yeah, what's up, man?
Hey, man, take this out, man. I'm at work, man. And I thought, what's up, Stoney?
Hey.
Gator. Hey, man, I'm at work, and I thought I really worked with a bunch of sports fans. I love my coworkers, but I thought they were sports fans. Check this out, Gator. We're having a conversation. Say the Tigers end up with the best record in baseball, but it popped in the first round by, say, Tampa Bay or, hell, Seattle. Now, would that be worse than what the Lions just put us fans through? And I'm telling these clowns up here, hell no. For one, we didn't expect the Tigers to be this damn good. So if they do end up with the best record and do get popped in the first round, hey, we just got to live with it. The Lions, on the other hand, bro, after going to the NFC Championship game the year before, and then to follow that up with a 15-2 record, oh, yeah, we got home field advantage to start the playoffs. This is our year, Super Bowl or bust. Look what happened, bro. We got popped by Washington. So I'm telling everybody, bro, it's no comparison. If the Tigers get popped in the first round, which I hope they don't, you can't compare, Gator.
Well, I think the thing, D, maybe it's different. Maybe you like football better than baseball. But as far as just the general landscape of things, I don't know. I think right now the way that Tiger fans are feeling, because they have the best record in baseball, you expect them to make a long run. And if they get knocked out in their opening round of the playoffs, I think it would be very disappointing if that were the case.
Gator, it will be devastating. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to say it won't be. But the Lions and all that hype, that's what I'm saying. The hype leading up to that 15-2 season, and then to say, oh, we got home field advantage throughout the playoffs. Everybody in the state was like Super Bowl, bro. And look what happened, bro. That, and I'm still hurting by that, Gator.
Yeah, no, I hear you. But and as always, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. I think it's different in sports. And also, if you go back and think about the nerves going into the playoff round with the Lions against Washington. Yes, it was a 15-2 team, but it was a team that lost half their defense to injury. And then two plays into the game, there goes your starting cornerback again. And now you're without your top two or three corners on the team. Two plays into the game. I think that you have to go back and remember what was going on at that time. But yes, the 15-2 record, the home field advantage throughout the playoffs, we had high hopes, and then they got dashed because of what happened against Washington. And it sucked. But because baseball is such a long season, and no, the Tigers weren't going to get a ton of hype coming out of spring training. And yet, isn't it kind of similar? Tigers came out of nowhere last year to make the playoffs.
Right.
They upset Houston in the playoffs. They lost to Cleveland, and then they fortify in the offseason, add a couple of players of consequence. Gleyber Torres is an all-star. They add Jack Flaherty back to the mix, who wasn't with them in the second half of the season. Obviously, he wasn't the first half, but now here he is for the full year. And Tommy Canely to help out the back end of the bullpen, which up until the last week had been an excellent move. And now they have the best record in baseball. I think now all that hype is built up that, yes, I think Tiger fans are expecting this team to do better than just get knocked out. And I think if they get knocked out in their first round of the playoffs, it'd be just as bad as if the Lions did. The difference is that people like football more than baseball.
Because I honestly believe that more people around here thought, even though you're correct with the defensive injuries, that it was going to be harder. Most people thought that the Lions had a real legitimate chance to win the Super Bowl, let alone get there. I think most fans are enamored with what the Tigers have done, but I don't think most people say we're going to win the World Series like they did for the Lions, personally.
I think people thought that with the Lions going into the season, and then all the injuries happened. And then you saw who he matched up against. You're like, oh, great. A mobile quarterback who's on a really good football team. That they just, you know, they went out and beat Tampa Bay in the playoffs, and here they go. How about this? It's awfully close either way.
Yeah.
And I don't want to think about the Tigers losing in the first round of anything.
No.
So they've got plenty of time to
fix
issues here.
Chances are they're not going to lose in the first round. It'd be very similar to the Lions because they'll probably get a bye, just like the Lions did.
That's the point.
And they'll have home field advantage.
You would hope. I don't know. You would hope. Yeah. I mean, this is a very good baseball team. Now, do I feel as good about this roster as I did about the Lions going into the season? No.
No.
I mean, I think the Lions have an outstanding roster going into the season last year.
Right.
And then week by week, it just got decimated. And yet, still offensively, they were outstanding. Defensively, they were devastated. Mm-hmm. So this is, I guess it's a little bit different, too, because of the talent that's on the team. But the talent on this team has them playing better baseball than anybody else in baseball to this point.
I got a text from our good friend, Dr. Terrence Foster.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to mention the places, but he says, I've been told over and over that the burgers at this place are fantastic and I can't stand them, which I know the place and I completely disagree with them. I think they are very good. And then he said, Pat Caputo told him the best Coney's in Detroit were at some place. I went there and he said they were awful. And I'll tell you the places.
I've had some bad Coney's before but you still go back to the place for whatever reason and then I give another chance and it gets better. Like sometimes it goes both ways, but it is more often than not, if it's bad once, it's bad twice.
Yeah. But how bad can a Coney be? But then again, people
can
say, how bad?
I can tell you, I've had bad Coney where it was...
The chili was bad?
Not so much. It was the dog itself. Like the dog wasn't cooked properly.
Oh, okay.
Didn't have the right snap to it. Or the bun was stale. They tried passing off bun. Or the onions they put on there, they weren't cut properly. And you get some too much of the peel is there. It's still in the... There are ways you can screw up a Coney that you should never screw up a Coney.
No.
But it has happened. Some text coming in on that. Poutine is very disappointing. Glorified bar food. Sam in the car. I love poutine.
So do I. I think it's really good.
But I get it because people will hype it up and say this is the best thing ever, best thing ever. Here's where I think poutine can go bad. If you don't give me enough gravy or enough cheese curd,
correct.
What's the point?
Right. It's like fries.
That's all they are. If fries with a side of curd, that's not good. No. Give it all at the same time. Friends took me to a new trendy Korean barbecue place. Holy crap, I would rather have been waterboarded. It was awful, John and Lake Orion.
Wow.
I went to a very well-known burger place. Metro Detroit Detroiters talk about this place like it's legendary. It was bottom three burger that I've ever had. Wow.
He doesn't tell you?
No. Okay. Because we're not asking for that because we don't want to hurt feelings in this one.
If you're going to tell, you can text and let us know. We just won't read that on the air.
When I moved to Hickory, North Carolina, I was told liver mush was a great breakfast option to go with your eggs and biscuit. It's not bad, but I'll never order it again. Liver mush?
Never heard of it before.
Never heard of it either. Some people swear by this for breakfast food. I can't handle it. Corned beef hash.
I've had it like once or twice. It's okay.
I just don't like it.
I know.
Well, I don't know what it is. The diced potato. Like I like potatoes. I like hash brown potatoes.
Yeah.
But when they're these diced and they're not caramelized and goes with the corned beef hash, it just doesn't taste good. I guess I don't like hash.
Yeah. It's in Philadelphia, there's this, and I can't stand it.
Scrapple?
Scrapple. It's a loaf made from pork scraps, cornmeal, and some spices. And I think it's disgusting.
There was something I had once in my life when I went to the shore one summer, and friends of ours that were with us, a couple of those guys were from Pennsylvania, and we went to the sub shop, and they're like, they have scrapple, and they kept joking, you gotta have the scrapple. So I got they're like, don't go heavy on it. I'm like, all right, I'll have a 6-inch scrapple sub or whatever. I'm like, why did you make me get scrapple? And they said, just so you could say that you had scrapple. It was disappointing to say the least. 248-539-9797 is a telephone number. Again, the Tigers made, I want to get into this. The Tigers drafted somebody yesterday, and I think if you put yourself in the shoes of this player, you'd have to say there's a dilemma at the very least. We'll talk about it next year. 97.1, The Ticket.